In this bulletin, a man dies after driving through floodwaters in northwest Sydney. Prime Minister Scott Morrison apologises for falsely accusing a media organisation of harassment. And in rugby league, Jake Friend remains on the sidelines for now after three cases of concussion. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A man has died after his car was trapped in floodwaters in Sydney's northwest. The man became trapped at Glenorie near Windsor. Rescuers found the man's body after recovering his car from a creek. And another 6,000 people have been evacuated from rising floodwaters across New South Wales in the past 24 hours, and thousands of others remain on standby. The areas of concern are around Moree, the Northern Rivers, the Upper Hunter around Singleton, parts of the Central Coast, and the Hawkesbury-Nepean catchment. Federal Emergency Management Minister David Littleproud says 290 Defence Force personnel will be deployed into flood-affected areas across New South Wales tomorrow morning.
That will surge up to 700 as we go into the next couple of days to support the recovery. Their job will be out there cleaning up, making sure we get rid of the debris, supporting people, just having boots on the ground, having trucks there to take away the debris, making it easier for those who are going through the recovery process to help their healing.
And flood warnings remain in place in southern Queensland despite expectations of easing rainfall. A major flood warning is active for the Logan River inland from the Gold Coast, and a moderate flood warning has been issued for the Albert River, both south of Brisbane. The rain band is expected to clear today with more settled conditions likely across southern Queensland. Health Minister Greg Hunt says 358,000 Australians have received a COVID-19 vaccination, with local production of the AstraZeneca vaccine increasing the available supplies. Mr Hunt says 30,000 people received an inoculation on Monday, while 46,000 received a vaccination on Tuesday. He told Parliament the number of people being vaccinated each day will continue to increase.
So as the supplies allow, the vaccines will be administered, and what we've seen in the last 48 hours is evidence of that on a grand scale, which will ultimately be about saving lives and protecting lives.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says blokes don't always get it right, but he says he's doing his best to make sure women feel safe at Parliament House. Scott Morrison has apologised for claiming News Corporation was dealing with a harassment complaint when it turned out there had been no such complaint. He's told Radio 2GB he's determined to address the issues.
As Prime Minister, I've got to take responsibility for dealing things in this house here, and I will, but we've also got to take actions, all of us, to make sure women both are safe and feel safe. Blokes don't get it right all the time. We all know that. But what matters is that we're desperately trying to, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Labor's Tanya Plibersek says publicly mentioning a woman has raised allegations only serves to discourage people from coming forward.
It's hard enough to get current and former staff, current and former MPs to tell the Sex Discrimination Commissioner what happened to them without the Prime Minister undermining any notion of confidentiality this way.
Briefly in overseas news, and the Suez Canal has been blocked by a large container ship that's unable to move despite multiple refloating attempts. Traffic along the Egyptian waterway has reportedly been stopped in both directions for several hours by the Ever Given tanker. The vessel is one of the largest container ships in operation and is en route to the port of Rotterdam from the Yantian district in China. In rugby league, Sydney Roosters coach Trent Robinson says the club is consulting medical specialists as they consider if Jake Friend can return from his latest concussion. Friend suffered a knock to the head in round one, marking his third concussion in 6 months. He will miss Friday's night's clash with South Sydney. Let's take a look at tomorrow's weather now. Sunny in Perth and 26, partly cloudy in Adelaide, 21. A shower or two in Melbourne, 20. Much the same for Hobart, 20 degrees. Partly cloudy in Canberra, 22. Mostly sunny, 26 in Wollongong. In Sydney, similar conditions, 28. Much the same for Newcastle. In Brisbane, sunny as well, 31, and a shower with a possible storm in Cairns, 32. Much the same for Darwin, where it'll be 31 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS newsroom. And don't forget, for more analysis and special features, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.